keep on giving him praise. Because we got a word coming this morning. Come on, give him some praise. Ain't nothing but a few of us here, but we can make some noise. Where that baby at? I know he'll make some noise. Come on, make some noise, baby. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes, he does. Come on, Pastor. We ready to eat. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'm here this morning by the grace of God. Got up and I took my temperature and I was feeling, I said, and I was walking. I said, Lord, I ain't got no temperature. What is wrong with me? And I'm struggling, running around in the house. I'm feeling weak. I'm feeling tired. Say it again. Yeah. And I told her, I said, Lord, I got to go to church. I didn't feel like I ain't calling nobody. I just got to go. You know, I want to be in the house of the Lord. And so I said, but I put my clothes on, but I put them on by faith. I'm telling you, I've been a long time living. I put my clothes on today by faith. And I told Dad, I said, we got a car sitting out there. I said, Dad, I don't know if I'm going to get this little car out. Well, he can't drive because it's, you know, he said, you want me to back the car out? My little car was sitting up in the garage. I said, Lord, I can do all things through Christ. Now, either I'm going to live this thing or I ain't. I can do anything you let me do. Now, you give me the strength and the understanding, I get this car out of here. Always pray when I get in my car. I pray, I bow my head, I don't care, you know, where I'm feeling. That's just what I do. And it put my seatbelt on. So I said, car, you might as well, come on, we getting out of here, babe. We going to church. I turned it on. I let no other voice come in. I let no other voice come in. I put that car on, looked at it, I said, girl, go ahead. You know you can do this thing. And drove that car right on our pass when we got the other car sitting up. Because it's kind of a little bit close, Bridget. Well, we said it. And I just said, Lord, you know. And I backed on down. And I said, Lord, you know, ain't nobody like you. You love us down to a car. You just something else. So this month, all this week, I know I've been tired. Yeah, that's what it is. It's tiredness. And I just, you know, I read and I say, Lord, I got to have what the people need. I got lots of messages, but I don't like to always go back and, you know, I want to give something that they need, you know. So I'm praying. So this, you ain't gonna believe this. This morning he spoke to me. This morning. I said, Lord, I'm supposed to get all this together now. You had that. Thank you, honey. So I got in my car and I came and I don't remember how I got here, but I did. And I said, I'm going to take this other key because this is awful early. I start off really early. And I said, I know Al be there early, but I'm going to take. So Al thought I was here. And I had my car. I said, I guess he thought I wasn't here. I got to, you know, down. I was listening to some songs. And so God is good. We got into class and we just had a good time in class today. And all of a sudden, my spirit came back. I was revived. You know, in my spirit, y'all don't know nothing about this. I was revived in my soul. And I came in, I said, God, I don't know what's going on. I really don't know, sister. And this about, you tired? I said, that's it. I'm tired. And I said, I'm really tired than I know I am. You know what I'm saying? But God is so good. And then I misplaced. Well, I'm not going to be able to file my income taxes. Can't find nothing. I had everything stacked. And that's bothered me all the week. I've been crying. I said, God, what in the world? All of my tax papers gone. I don't look everywhere. So I sit down and I say, I got to think about this here. He said, don't get all messed up. He said, you can call the people that, you know, it's tax. You can get them back. And I said, call, and he said, you guys said, thank you. Cause I, Lord, I just can't be worried about this. This thing is bothering me. And that was bothering me. How did you miss? I said, I'm going to tell Tawanda to make me out another statement. So you know, I'm just going to do what I can do. Lord, I'm just not going to let this pull me down because it's pulling me down. And I just can't let it do that. Cause I was worried, you know, looking for the stuff and looking under here. And I had it stacked up on the table so I could put it in an envelope. Well, that's what I do. And I don't know, whatever. But I just thank the Lord. I want to thank God for being who he is to me and to you. I appreciate the Lord. I appreciate, like the brother said, but Brusher, I'm going to tell you something. The closer you stay to God, the more you're going to want to get to church. Honestly, you want to live in the church. You want to live anywhere God you think. Because at the time you think, anywhere he will, you want to be there. You know what I'm saying? You don't care who ain't there, but it's coming again. It's coming again. As we really get in Christ, like he's been preaching to us in this pulpit through Al, through whoever get up, we're preaching the same old thing, but we got to do it. We got to do it. You know what I'm saying? God been so good to us. I was thinking about, I love Sister Tawana's testimony because it was like talking to me. I said, Lord, we got to do this. We got to do this. And so I just opened the Bible to John 15, and that's where he put me, in John 15. And I said, Lord, I just want to thank you. I just love y'all. I really praise God for you all. I really do. And I just love you. Did get a good, somebody called me and told me, said, Sister Davis, I don't know why they don't put it on the line. I would like the line so Derek can hear him sometime. She said, I appreciate the word, especially that one about the singing and the praising. She said, I appreciate the word you preached today. I just really appreciate it. And I started thinking, I said, why come she don't just let Derek know? You know, he could, you know, goodness gracious. What, you know. But she was, but I just want to thank the Lord to somebody. I know y'all do appreciate, but you know, you hear people outside of the church, it's wonderful, it's good. And we've been here, and I live in a, like I said before, I live in a area where people are old, 70, 80, and they dying like flies. You know, just, and the lady across the street, she keeps me abreast of everything. I guess because I'm a pastor, I don't know. But anyway, she gets to say, Celeste, you know so-and-so, and they died yesterday. Somebody else, I'm talking about dying out. And we got about three of those places empty now, those houses, those villas, three. And somebody died up on the, and they done sold one of them, the one that down from me in the 900 block, but they sold it. Just sold it. Just sat up there. Sold fast. They died. Either they get put in a nursing home. We got one next door. I don't know what this, he gonna do with his mother's place, but she not dead. I just hugged her the other day. But she's in a nursing home. She don't want to come. She said, I can't take care of myself. Get there by myself. So when you think about, when you see life and where you're sitting at now, thank God for where you're. God has been good to you. You know what I'm saying? It's people that's suffering. It's people, it's going through. People, I just meet people, they just be going through. Goodness gracious. Oh, God. Like the lady that blessed me that time. I met her. She was just talking to me how she just going through. We was walking in the store, and she just, and I'm just surprised that people, they church folks. Honey, what's wrong? I don't know what to do. You meet so many people like this. Keep your heart open. You do a lot of witnessing out you if you out in that street. If you go anywhere, not only Walmart, but anywhere, and be and have a smile on your face and don't be looking like a prune and thinking about your troubles and your cares and thinking about what can I do for God, Lord? Who can I speak to? And do y'all get up and say, God, I got to go to the store. Who am I going to talk to today? Who can I minister to today? Father, in Jesus' name, I bring it to you all today. Lord, you know what's going on in my heart and with my life, but I ask you, Lord, to bless this word. I just really believe it's going to be a good word for us because the Holy Spirit gave it to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so I'm asking you to bless your people today in Jesus' name, Father. Hallelujah. Y'all may be sleepy and tired, but I want y'all to turn to John 15. And Al, you know the word so well. When I ask you, you can help me. I'm going to have to have some help this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus, with the Lord. All I can know is that I've lived a long time as Gungo Burette, and he's always been my God. Always. And I think about, you know, I taught Sunday school when I was 14. I got baptized when I was 7. Now, I can tell you, I live right all this time now. I did what I wanted to do. I ain't do it because I was scared to do some things. I don't like new things. Like my mother-in-law, she can eat any new thing. I can't hang with the new stuff. I got to know what I'm eating, what I'm doing. I'm kind of, you know, like that. But she could do that. Praise the Lord. But I did what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? So I was a good sinner. Yeah, I call myself a good sinner. I was a good sanctified sinner. I was, but I did what people say, you went to church, you saved. No, I ain't saved. I go to hell if I died just like you did. I got to come in just like you got to come in. You know, people think because you don't do this, you don't do that, you saved. It's a lot of people don't do stuff. It's people don't do stuff because they can't do stuff. You know what I'm saying? Hey, praise the Lord. That don't make you saved. Jesus makes you saved. When you come into him, you got to come into that door to get saved. I don't care how you live. You don't drink good. That's good for your health. You take your exercise. Ooh, that's really good. But you got to be born again like he told Nicodemus. Nicodemus thought he was a pretty good guy. He did. Till he saw what the Lord was doing, he said, what can I do to be saved? And he told Nicodemus, he said, you got to be born again. We have to be born again. That's going to say everybody got to come through the same way. It ain't no this one go this one. No, you got to be born again. Hallelujah. And that's how you start off. You know, you start and you absolutely start again, honestly. Because the life you lived before, you can't live that life and you don't want to live that life again. Because your mind now is different. So if you've been saying you went to the altar and your mind ain't changed, you better go back. Because the first thing he going to change is your mind. Hallelujah. You may not be able to come up and strong enough to come up to everything that God is telling you, but you don't have the same mind when you're out in the world. Because when you're in the world, you want to do what the world do. Come on now. Y'all ain't been in the world. Ain't nobody else. You have to be born again. So you say, well, I don't know. Yeah, you do. You know when you born. If you don't know you born again, then you ain't born again. Come to talk about, I don't know. If you don't know, then you're not born again. Go back to the altar and ask God to give you something that you know you got. John 15. I'm just feeling good today. I want you to know that not only is God going to restore, he's going to restore and begin to add to the church. He gonna give the gifts back to the church, which they need. It is gonna be godly. It ain't gonna be something that we found over in somewhere else. It's gonna be a godly thing. People gonna really be saved and love God and wanna serve him, and you're gonna wanna come to church. I know it's coming. You ain't telling me nothing. And when you struggling coming to church, no. We gotta get closer. And that's everybody, pastor, everybody. Shoot. We got to start first as the beginning. But I told the Lord, I said, God, I've been with you a long time. I sit down a lot of times and go back over my life and the things you've done for me and things like this. Maybe you do the same thing. I said, God, I really want to go out of here like Samson. Killing more than I did the first time. You know how Samson went out like with a bomb, you know. Praise the Lord. I want to live so, but now I just feel like living. I want to live so God can use me. I want to live. I just want to be a Christian. That's what I tell everybody. And I tell God, Lord, I want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian. A sanctified, born again, show enough Christian. And you know, you don't have to have a lot of, I'm talking about my old people. I was in church. They were homeless people. And what they thought they should live, they lived it. It was one lady named Sister Hayden. I mean, they lived it. What, you know what I'm saying? They lived up to what they understood. Never heard none of them speaking tongues. Never heard nothing like that. Until God began to lead me further. I never heard that. But let me see. God will take the desire you have in your heart. Can't nobody big enough and skinny enough to keep you from serving God the way you desire. God will take you as far as you want to go. You can have as much, I used to tell elders, you have as much God as you want. And I really believe that. If you ain't got, it's because you. Ain't nobody stopped you. Ain't one your cousin and your uncle and all this kind of junk. No. Stop lying and say it was you. It was, when you make up your mind to serve the Lord, you'll go all the way with God as far as he'll let you go. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. You stop lying to yourself because, hallelujah, can't nobody stop you from serving God. Ain't nobody strong enough to do that. Hallelujah. So I just want, ain't that right, sister? I don't care what they say about you. There's a word that says, the Lord told what we're going to say today. If you abide in Christ and he in you and you in him, you can ask anything and you can do anything that he tell you to do. You can accomplish it. Because you abandon, you stand in Christ. Ooh, Jesus. I hear so many, the church. You stop telling about the church. You part of the church. And, well, he hurt me. Well, he hurt you. What are you talking about? He hurt you. I see what the church do. You find you a church, find you a church and stop lying and talking about you. You just don't want to go to church. That's your problem. And you just don't want to go. You don't want to get up in the morning and make that effort. They say it take a woman an hour to get ready. It don't take me no hour to get ready because I just got what I'm going to put on and I'm going to put it on and that's it. You know, I ain't got no makeup. I ain't got to do nothing up here and something up there and do something here. I ain't got to do all that. I can get ready in about 15 to 20 minutes. I'm ready. Hello. Ernest heard that thing. Talking about how long it takes for a woman. That's right, baby. I like your smile. You listen to your mama. He's smiling at me. Just grinning. Praise the Lord. How long it take y'all to get ready in the morning? 20 minutes. Yeah. They say it take an hour for a woman to get ready. Yeah, because you're going to lay your uniform. Oh, that's good, too. Oh, it's good. You ought to do something beforehand. Now, I ain't got none of that on my paper. You ought to do something before. Lay your stuff out. You know, you ain't going to develop no more clothes. You're going to have the same clothes that you ain't going to go something. You're going to have that same red dress, that same blue or brown suit. So make your mind up there now. That's what I'm doing. I said, Lord, I'm going to put on a black skirt, a white blouse, and tomorrow I'm going to wear a jacket with it. And so when I got through doing my thing, cleaning myself, whatever, I jumped in my clothes. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, ain't nothing going to appear. I know. And I can remember a time when I had a closet. I had two dresses in it. I told the Lord, I laughed at this one. I said, God, you know, I can't hardly get nothing in a closet now. I got so much stuff. I said, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get rid of all this stuff. I said, because when I didn't have a lot of stuff, I was happier. Hallelujah. It didn't take me no time. I didn't think about it. I had two pair of shoes. I wore one on Sunday, one through the week, and I was a happy soul. See, that make y'all sad, but it made me happy. Because I kept my kids, I had a lot of children, I kept them all looking good and everything. Like, once they thought we was rich, you know, we were rich, really. We were rich, right, we had, right. And I enjoyed it. You know, you ought to find something you can enjoy. Women, you ought to find you something you can enjoy. And then this other stuff maybe will leave you. You won't be, God, I got to get a green handkerchief to go with my green. I ain't never seen this. Don't get me on that. This generation is, it's crazy. Woo, Jesus. That's why we can't do the things that, you know, that's really what God telling us to do. Okay, Jesus said, I am the true vine. You know, the 15th chapter is very, my father is the husbandman, or he's the gardener. Every branch in me, I want you to circle that in. I had to write down what in. I said, Lord, what do in mean? You said, why you had to? No, I want to know. I want to know the depths of what in is. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's a position. In now is a position of influence. Listen to this. In is a position of influence with someone powerful or famous. How about that? N, that's what N is. Now ain't Jesus powerful? And he got great influence? Well, I want to be in him. Hallelujah. He says, so I am the true vine and my father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take away. And every branch that bear fruit, he purge it. See, some of y'all, we had to purge, get purged, see. That it may bring forth more fruit. So Jesus, when I read this, and I've read this all my life. I was talking we was in class your son. We started on the 20th chapter, the 22nd chapter. He said, you know, I think I've read this before. I said, do you do read your Bible sometimes? He said, yeah, I read it sometimes. Yeah, yes, ma'am, I read it sometimes. COVID. So he had read it. If you read it, then we come back and read it again. You say, oh, I read that. And then it'll get in your head what he really telling. But he said, every branch that in me beareth not fruit, he take away. And every branch, he said, now ye are clean through the words which I speak unto you. Am I reading right? Which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me. Say that. Say it again. And I'll stay in you if you stay in me. That's what he's saying. And I abide in you as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. And I'm thinking as I'm reading this, I said, God, I said, help me to abide in you, to stay in you, that you can stay in me. Praise the Lord. Help me, Father, and help me to abide in the word and let the word abide in me. I know I'm older, but I got to have something to fight with. Hallelujah. So Lord, I say, God, don't let the word leave my heart no matter how old I get. Let me remember, the word of God to take me through. So I love the 121st Psalms. I will lift my eyes unto the hills, which would come to my help. My help come from the Lord that made heaven and earth. He will not suffer his foot, your foot to be moved. He that Israel will not sleep. Hallelujah. Or slumber. But he that keepeth you will not slumber. But he that keepeth Israel will not slumber nor sleep. The Lord is my keeper. He's a shade upon my right hand. I want to remember for once that God is my keeper. And let me tell you something. If you don't feel like some people killing themselves, come on now. You got to be really down to kill yourself. To destroy your own self, you got to be really down in the dumps. But if you knew the word of God in your heart, you got to have something in your heart now. The way things are going now, let me tell y'all something now. Because I looked up when I was studying Gog and Magog. Gog is Russia. So I got to get back in study some more about that. Listen, things are happening over there. And we know that they are the time clock for us. You better wake up and get your, something's going on. Now, then you hear people now stirring up again. We ain't going to have no toilet paper. We ain't going to have no sugar. I said, Lord, they're going to start acting a fool again. They're going to go in there and start getting all the toilet paper off. People just running. You, listen. I ain't gonna say you shouldn't store stuff a little bit. For goodness sake, it's gonna run out. Then what you gonna do then? We gonna have to have some faith in God that we up here preaching. Cause you ain't gonna be able to store up enough for everything that you need. But God gonna, listen, God gonna supply your needs according to his riches and glory. And that's what you need to say because that's in Christ. You get in Christ and get the word in you. When things happen to you, you say, Lord, I will lift my eyes up to them. I'm feeling pretty rough, but I'm lifting my eyes up to you, Lord. My help come. I need some help here. And I just told him that this week. I said, I need some help. I'm going to lift my eyes up. Hallelujah. So I can get some help. And you're the only one that can help me. My friends can give me comfort, but you can help me. You can move the hurt. They can't do that. See, God can do something for you that nobody can do. Come on now. We need to be closer because there have been times that sister has said things that have lifted me up. But when God tell me something, praise the Lord, it just takes away whatever need to be gone. It's gone. That's what he do for me. He said, every breath that bad, and this is what the Lord just put in my heart. He said, tell them to abide in me. I'm telling you to abide, to stay in Christ. Depend upon his word. His word, listen, you got to read it every day because it's, what is it? It's food. It's life. And nothing gets, how you get stuff in you? Naturally so. How do you get, when you eat vitamins, when you eat your food, you take your medicine or whatever, it does something not for you, it does something for your inside. When you eat God's word, it does something for you inside. It'll take you through tough times. Hallelujah. Lord, I've had so many times use I will trust and never fear so many times. God, hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, there's a song our church made up. I'm singing to you before we start. He said, no matter what I go through, I'm a trust and never fear. Fear, I've never seen in this generation so many fearful people. Fear, let me tell you, people dying from fear more than anything. They just scared to death. They scared if they get a sneeze, Lord have mercy. They just scared. I never seen this. I just stay home. Goodness Lord. You get out and you throw, not only is they throwing up, they're throwing fear around. They're scared. I meet people up to Mary Martha. Now that's another of my stomping grounds now. And I meet a lot of people on my level, you know, people that are, you know, poor people. And I say, I'll be talking to them. That's right. That's really right. And I say, you know what? I say, the master, we got to do that because they told us the majesty, obey the master. This is what he said, James, obey the master. I said, but that ain't going to keep you. He keeps you. Okay, now you got a lot of church going sanctified folks. They don't want you to overdo them, see. That's right, honey. He keep you. I say, that's right, baby. Now. I'm me. I can't be nobody but me. I say, he keeps you. Then everybody, you know, around you, that's right. It tickles me. then they get inside the preacher. They don't want you to be doing. They don't want you to be better than they are. Amen. You know, well, they could be, you know, maybe the pastor in there or something, you know. I have a good time, I'm telling you. I hope y'all do too. But he said, abide in me. And you're going to have Christ. He said, except you abide in me, you're going to die. And see, Jesus said, I love this. Now you are clean through the words which I have spoken. You are clean through the words which I have spoken to you. Whew. Did that do anything to you? He said, abide in me and I in you as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. And we'll study. I don't want to skip off. I wanted to say this. We are studying in Genesis, me and the children over there. And we're studying how Abraham now believed God. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. His faith, is accounted unto you as righteousness. When you believe God, that's right in the sight of God that you believe him. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Praise the Lord. But you know, when the Lord told Abraham to take his son, tickled me so bad like he was kind of rubbing it in. He said, Abraham, I want you to come up and offer your son, your only son. I said, oh, come on, Lord. Then he said, the one you love. I said, oh, my Lord. Me and the Lord has a good time with the scripture. Now, y'all do what you all do. He want to make sure, he said, the one you love. Your only son. You know, the screw. But you know what? Abraham believed God. So he thought to himself, them 3 days he was walking to me, he was saying, now, he telling me to put him up as an offering. Because Isaac took the wood up there. He said, now, I'm going to either stick this thing in his heart and he come back alive. I'm getting ready to see somebody raised from the dead. That man, he didn't go up there. What did he tell? He told it to me, and I love it. He said, we going up there to worship God, and we will be back. He said, we coming back. Hallelujah. He was lying. He said, we will be back. Because however God was going to do it, let me tell you, God will do things in your life, hallelujah, that you cannot believe. Hallelujah, Jesus, just do it the way he say do it. Let Christ live in you, the hope of glory. Get you some scriptures and stand on them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So when I get all down, I said, Lord, I'm lifting my eyes to the hill. I need some help. So my eyes is lifted up to the hills that you would help me. And I had to do it a whole lot. A whole lot. But you know, I'm kind of enjoying it because I say, it must be that God doing something for me, in me. And get into your callings. Tawana gave me a word, and I keep it in my Bible. I wrote it and put it in my Bible, what God said to me. And that has kept me. If you give me a word that God say, and somebody give you somebody that God say, keep it. It will take you through. Because whatever God say, I say whatever God say. And he said, abide in the word. Stay in the word. That's where your help is. Praise your help is in the word. It ain't you getting down there talking all this. Praise the Lord. You need some. Get your word to apply to your need. And you cannot do that unless you read it. So you cannot afford to say, I skip today. Well, we do. We skip sometimes. Praise the Lord. And some of y'all don't read no more than the thing that come up there on that phone. Because the days are so busy. You know, your thing to come up, you know, boop. Yeah. You know, your Bible verse. Well, at least you read that. Praise the Lord. But I think that now it's time for us to get away with God and really, really get in the word of God. Sister Davis, brothers, everybody. And I think we'll find, hallelujah, that we'll grow. Because it's by the word you grow because you're in the vine. See, you're in the vine, praise the Lord, and you got to abide in the vine, or he said, outside of it, you're going to get thrown in the fire. I ain't want to go in no fire. I don't know about y'all. You know what I mean? They don't need a fooling ourselves. It's going to have to be what God say. Oh, I said, God, please help me. Don't be stupid, please. And no, I said, Lord, however old I get, let me remember the word that will keep me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to remember a whole verse. I used to learn whole chapters. I learned about the 10th chapter, learned it by memory. You know, I don't know what, I just did it, you know. And they had the kids, they learned stuff about me. I just learned it. I can't quote it all now, but I can quote some of it. I do know the 12 disciples, and God, when he brought them to them, that's the 12th chapter, or 10th chapter of Matthew. And I still bring it back. It comes back. I don't, you know, all of it. It may not be in place, but sometimes I try to do it. I say, Lord, I'm trying. I said, and I need the word. I need it. I don't know about y'all. I need the word. I need it. I need to abide in the word. I do. I need it. I need it. I need it. The word has taken me through. It was my mama, my sister, not my brother, but it's you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. And I need it. Praise the Lord. I hear sometimes people have you on their hearts and they'll call you and say, sister, I've been thinking about you. That helps out. That helps out. But then they can't talk to you all day and night. They got their work to do. And they ain't hardly talking about nothing, no way. Did you hear what sister so-and-so said? And so-and-so, so-and-so. Well, I think. You know how we do. Praise the Lord. So we need to get some of that going off. And just believe God. I said, Lord, this is my prayer. I've been praying. This is what I've been praying. Lord, please let me keep me in your word. And let me help me to keep the word in me. And help me to keep the word in me. And so when you go through your trials, you can use the word. All you got is reach up. Because God is his word. He will do what he say he will do. Hallelujah. Oh, and then he says, let's read some of. He said, if a man abide in me, and if a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch. And that's where we'll go. We no good. So if we don't abide in God, you know, I kind of wonder, a lot of people ain't branches. We done got cut off the vine. I wonder. Because, you know, going to church is not, that ain't what he said. He said, abide in me. He didn't say abide in. You go to church, but he didn't say that was the one that's going to keep you. What's going to keep you is the word of God. That's what's going to keep you. And the more of this, like the Bereans, let's be like them. They studied to know God. The Berean saints, you read it in Acts. They studied the word, and the word is the most important thing you can have down in you. It's the word of God. Praise the Lord. So I just want to thank the Lord. I don't give a lot. I know this ain't, but I hope it do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm always got stuff falling and carrying on. See, I told the Lord, please help me to get off this junky spirit. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read this number 7. If you abide in me, watch it now. Now, either this is the truth or a lie. Now, as we getting ready to read some truth or some lies, tell me. Okay. All right. Want to know. Okay. If you abide in me, and what? What? Do what? What gonna happen? That's a mouthful. That's a sermon right there. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask what you. And it may not be done. Or maybe sometime it'll be done. What? I think you need to underline that. You abide in God, he abide in you. You're going to be asking now, Lord, give me a new car. And then, hey, you can't ever tell. But I'm talking about, but you can ask for what you want. And if it's reasonable in the will of God, it's going to happen. I say it's going to happen unless you get out. But sometimes, you know, we're asking, we think we don't touch God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And then we gone someplace else. The answer coming, we gone. I have gone through that. Not a lot now. Because I try to abide in God Christ. Ask him for what I want. And then, you know, hold on to it. I tell you, I'm getting ready to do something else. I said, Lord, I listened to tapes. I'm going to put them where daddy can't be up. You know what I'm saying? Because, whatever. You got to respect the person, but now I'm saying you would to come down from them, but you got to respect them, you know what I'm saying? Amen. So the other day he told me, he said, can't you stay here and watch some with me sometime? I don't care about the ball games. I don't care about the crazy folks running down and getting hurt and getting the head knocked off. It's not that L. I'm not against, because I know most Christians like love ball games. I'm not into ball games. It ain't the point they're saying. I don't like ball games, particularly. So I said, Lord, help me. You know, I understand. He said, can't you stay with me sometime, you know, and look at something? I thought to myself, I don't want to see there's some shooting up folks. He loves all of this. He know what time. He tells the time about. Oh, that's the law, man. This is 6 o'clock. Shoot. I don't want to be. But you know, let me tell you something now. I thank God to forgive me a little sense. Because, you know, when you're dealing with people, you can't say, what's the, you know, you got to learn how to keep your mouth shut. You got to keep your spirit under. Keep your smile going. And however you want to do it to keep peace. Well, yeah, but you know, but your husband, all right now. Someone, I was with your husband. I know your husband. He want to live right. This boy wants to live right. Praise the Lord. But you know, and I don't think that nobody. I don't think he wants me to go to hell or nothing. You know, because he don't think nobody's saved no way. But however, you know, what I'm saying, but. What I'm saying is we got to abide in the Lord. I understand that more than I ever have. And in the word, we got to know the word that will take us through. There's a word to take you through everything that you in. A soft answer, turn away wrath. Now you want to shoot your mouth off, but grievous words stir up anger. That's in Proverbs 15, something like that. A soft answer turned away what? You know that, but then you go shoot your mouth off. Now he mad, you mad. Now fire done started coming up now. There the fire is, and now you can't get it down. Now you're shamed. Oh, Lord, help me. I don't want to do. And he tired of that. Y'all making a song out of that. Come on. Lord, forgive you for the same thing you done 20 years. I think God want to see some growth here now. Come on now. You did that 20 years ago. You should have been overcome that by now. Amen. Because when he comes, he coming after a church without a spot, wrinkle. Have y'all read that? He coming out of the church without a spot, wrinkle, or a blemish. Not even a little. That girl, that's rough there. Sister, you got to do some prayer. You ought to be doing some prayer when you get these scriptures to know what's what. You see, you thinking, oh, no, come on here now. Abide in me and let my word abide in you. And you can ask whatever you want. El, I believe that. And it'll be done. Because I've tried it. I've tried things that he said. And I'm amazed. I said, woo. You know, when it happened, I said, wow. I'm like a kid. I'm like, ooh, Lord. And then that'll make you love him more. You know, make it you love him more. Am I talking to anybody in here? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Give him glory. You singing that today about giving him praise. I like them kind of songs. I like songs that praise God. I like, you know, I'm going to bring my tape back up, Derek. I ain't forget. I just got it. What it is, Derek, I forgot the words on it. So when I'm going to go and take the words off someone and put it in order. Well, I won't get up, be singing, and the music be gone, and I'm back here, you know. Praise the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. And listen, do what God tell you to do. That's another thing. Do it. I've talked to people, Christian people in this church here. Yeah, you know I need to sing. I need to do this. And we should have some up here singing every week from what I've talked to people for. Let me see y'all know you need to sing for God. You need to sing sometime. To know that you maybe need to sing. Oh, you don't know you need to sing now? We need to sing. Okay, I'll let you know. We could just come up here and sing. We just need to sing. You know, okay, so it's 10, 15 people here today, maybe. I ain't counting today. I believe God wants to use what we got. I mean, if three of us sang, so what if an ain't but 10 out there left? So what? If we do what we supposed to do, how we not know that the song we sang may turn them around? It may help somebody. May heal somebody's heart. May help somebody in whatever. You just can't ever tell. I said you can't ever tell. He said abide in me. This is what he told me to tell. That's what came, give me this morning. And let my word abide in you. And I said, Lord, thank you. Help me to stay in you. Because I depend upon your word. I depend on you. I really, truly do. Lord, let me keep my mouth shut, Lord, please. Lord, don't let me sin. Lord, don't let me feel this way. Don't let me. I just goes on and on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But it's the word of God. That's what when he was in trouble, David said, I'll lift my eyes into the hills. Which come my help. You know, and he needed a lot of help because he lived the life. He said, but I believe God respected that him. And that's why he was a man after his own heart. You know why? Because he always reached up to God. No matter if he got in trouble, he did things he shouldn't have do. He didn't get down and say, well, you know, God. He didn't never let the devil take him that way. He got read up and repented and asked God to forgive him and got back in and did the best he could. But he was David. And that's just the way David's heart was. But you are you. And your heart is that way. And God knows you. And I said, Lord, you know me. You know me. Help me. Praise the Lord. I hope that I've helped somebody, and I hope that you're thinking about it. And somebody that's listening, if you listen, hallelujah. Send your prayer request, and we'll pray. This is a praying church. And we don't want to just pray by ourselves. We will pray for you if you send it in. to Revival Center what? High Gold? How can they reach us? Okay. RevivalCenterFellowship.org. You can reach us and we'll pray with you. God answers prayer. We believe it. Seen many miracles done in this church and among this people. Praise the Lord. I'm through delivering my soul, Lord. Will you stand? Thank you, Jesus. In fact, Ben, you can call in anytime. Give him my phone number. I don't know if I can give him my phone number. But what I could do. But they need to know something that we didn't call. If it ain't, write us and just let us know when you need help. We'd be glad to pray for you and believe with you. Amen. Okay. Father, I've delivered, as my pastor said, I've delivered my soul, and I really have. I've said all that I feel that you want me to say. We want to abide in you, Lord. We want to stay in you, Lord. We want to do that. Help us to stay in you. Help us to believe in you. Help us to believe that when three of us together, you're in the midst of us. Then we'll get much done, because it'll only come if we believe. Help us, God, every one of us. Those that have listened, they got problems and cares. Help them to get a love for the word, to get in the word and look at it, find out what's in that. It's them, for them. It's written for them. Lord, hallelujah. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.